more important than any amount of silver or gold that she could have left me. It's her Bible, because she's got a lot of footnotes in it. And one of the things that caught my attention today was Proverbs 31, and it's verses 10 through 19. And it's the praise of a virtuous woman. Amen. We're talking about mothers today. The praise of a virtuous woman. And this is in Proverbs. It's right after your favorite book, Psalms. Psalms, Proverbs is the next book. Proverbs, we're going to start at the 10th verse. And we're just going to read 9 verses. And then we're going to get out of here and go and celebrate Mother's Day with each other. And, Proverbs 31, verses 10 through 19. It's okay. Amen. Amen. Proverbs 31 and 10 says, It starts out with a question. It says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. To me, that verse means that rubies, we associate those with jewels and diamonds and precious stuff. So, to me, it says that she's rare. She's not an everyday, run-of-the-mill, ordinary woman. Huh? Come on. But she's unique. When you find I always tell my wife she's a diamond in the rough. I had to polish her up a little bit, but amen. She was a diamond in the rough. Amen. She was rare. She's unique. She's one of a kind. Amen. Verse 11 says, the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She's trustworthy. That means that the husband can go to work every day, do what he's supposed to do, because he has no concern that his wife is going to be cheating. That's what it's saying. He has no concern about leaving his wife and doing what she do. Verse 12, she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. That means that she is constant in her love. She's not... I've had some girlfriends in my life. My wife wasn't my first one. Amen. She's the best one, but she wasn't the first one. But they were sometimey, amen. They were moody, amen. I didn't know what mood to expect from them. But she's constant. Verse 13 says that she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. That means that if it takes two kind of to make a ends meet today, amen. It's like she was saying earlier that A woman's job is never done. A man's job is from dusk to dawn. But a woman's job is never done. She shared that post with me on her Facebook, and it was just talking about how that they started interviewing for this job and said, oh, we got this job. It's a perfect job. Everybody was going, oh, man, I'm interested in that. So they start talking about the things that this job would entail. Stand on your feet. Long hours. They didn't tell you what it was. They just said long hours. 8 hours a day. 24. People said, huh? I don't think I want that job. And so he said, okay, you don't get no vacation. And you don't get paid.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
And they said, huh? And it was just a whole myriad of people they were talking to. They were talking to men. They were talking to women. They were talking to older people, younger people. Because they made it sound like this was the greatest job in the world. And they was going to give you this job if you qualified. And they start talking about all these things, and in the end, people said, that's just inhuman. Nobody should have to put up with that. And then they said, it's a mother. That was so good. But anyway, verse 13 says, I like to say that she's industrious. She's not lazy. She will work with you. She will work and help you. Verse 14, she is like a merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. That means she's thrifty. Not wasteful, but economical. We men, I don't like to shop. When I'm hungry, I go get me a hamburger. I go get me something quick. But a woman knows how to shop. They know where the sales are. To me, I go to the first store and buy it. But a woman will go from store to store to store to get the best deals. Because she knows she's got a family to feed. She's got a family to feed. So she's economic. She knows how to make a penny spreads. She knows how to make that money spread. She's not wasteful. Verse 15 says, she rises also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion of her to her maidens. She's a self-starter. When you get up in the morning, nobody else is up to prompt you. So you're a self-starter. You have to get up. You know you got your family. You know you've got things to do. So she's a self-starter. Verse 16. She considereth a field and buyeth it. And with the fruits of her hand, she planted a vineyard. I don't know about you all, but I like a woman that's enterprising. I like a woman that see something and said, that's good for us.
Amen.
Amen. And she's always looking out for not just herself, but for her family and people that are around her. Like it says, she gives a portion to her maidens. Not only her family, but her friends.
Amen.
Amen. Verse 17, she girded her loins with strength and strengthens her arms. Again, she's willing to work hard. She's not a person that will just sit back and say, well, you the man, you go out and make the money. She's not looking for a handout. She will get in and work with you. Verse 18, she perceiveth that her merchandise is good. her candle goeth not out by night. To me, that means that she's willing to get the job done. She's willing to stay with it until it's done. A lot of people are like rabbits. I don't mean in population. They're like rabbits. They start out fast. And then they fall to the wayside. In sports, I used to be a long distance runner, and they had people that we call rabbits. What they would do is they would start out the race like house of fire. They just go out and be beating everybody for the first 100 yards. But the race was 300 yards. So they'd get out, we call them rabbits, because they'd get out there, they'd get, they gone. But 100 yards, you pass by them, and they just sitting there. So that's what a woman is. She stays with the job. She's not a quitter. And verse 19 says, she layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. A virtuous woman is compassionate. A lot of things that they go through, that as the opposite sex, as a man, we don't understand. The emotions that they go through, and still be able to give compassion that they do, the way they do, is just amazing to me. I'm glad God made me a man. Amen. But I'm thankful that He also made women. Amen. When I look at the way God set up the system of marriage, and I feel sorry for the gays and the lesbians. I'm not bashing them. But God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Right. Amen.
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 So she's compassionate. So in what I'm trying to say in this passage is that men, love your wives. Sons, love your mothers. Because whoever findeth a mother, and whoever is fortunate enough to be born into this world, like Ted was saying, without mothers, I don't need to say nothing else.
Amen.
Everything, even our Lord Jesus Christ, came through a woman. So whoever findeth a mother or a wife findeth a good thing.
Amen.
And to the mothers, I just say, every woman does not a wife or a mother make. You are the exceptions. Amen. So God bless you, and we love you, and that's all I wanted to say today. Amen.
Amen.